will I?
Well, we are going to go before the Father in prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for this time, O Heavenly Father. We know that we know that you have ordained this time for us together, and we want to thank you for the two amazing, dynamic women of God who thought it not robbery to answer the call that you placed before them and create the Master's call. So we just want to praise you and honor you and glorify you and thank you for these two women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We also want to thank you, Lord, for just bringing us together for such a time as this to hear a word each and every morning, Monday through Friday, to be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you because we know that you are in control. We know that you are guiding our steps. We know that you have this call in the palm of your hand and that it's going to go forth unhindered and uninterrupted. The airwaves will be free of disturbance while your manservant comes and says, thus saith the Lord. We want to thank you for the Des De Leon family and Artists International because it is the vehicle that brought these two dynamic women of God together. So we just want to praise you, glorify you, and magnify your name because you are holy, holy, holy. You are righteous. You deserve worship. You deserve glory. And we want to worship you this Wednesday in all that we do and say each and every day, not just today, oh God, but we want our lives to show worship, to be, we want to live a lifestyle of worship, oh God. So we praise you, we glorify you, and we magnify you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Family members, this is now the time where I turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. Take it away.
Well, praise God, and thank you so much, Minister Kai, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with that awesome prayer this morning. And I say good morning to each and every one of you, TMC family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Master's Call. My name is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And if this is your first time on the call, we welcome you with the warmest of kingdoms greeting, and you're in store for a blessing. We are so grateful for this call, which started in October 2010 by two phenomenal women, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is our ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who's better known as our Mother Eagle. As you can see, we've just celebrated our fourth year, and what a celebration it was. Our call is based on the scripture, Psalms 88 and 13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. We also stand firmly with our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. If you haven't checked out our website, we encourage you to do so, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. If you have a desire to become a part of this ministry, or if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please submit your request to info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa and Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Many of us are distributors with the greatest health and wellness company on this side of heaven that changes lives daily, Artists International, which is established by the Diaz de Leon family. To get more information about this awesome company, we invite you to join us on the motivational call with Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a team of leaders right after this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-pound. We've just returned from the Bahamas where we attended our empowerment conference by the Kings of Artists. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. We salute them, the King of Artists, and ask God to continue to bless them for such an awesome conference. You get on the motivational call after this call to hear more. That number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts. We're getting ready to take off with a word from on high. The voice you're about to hear is no stranger to the Master's call. And when he delivers a message, you find yourself still sitting on a cloud. This man is none other than Pastor Chuck Brown. He has a ministry for the masses. For the past 12 years, he's been delivering a message of faith, healing, and encouragement across the nation. He is known for bringing clarity to the Word of God. In 2004, Pastor Chuck started Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center with 16 members. God continues to bless the church with over 200 members in attendance each Sunday. Pastor Chuck has an affinity for excellence. If it's not done with class, he doesn't want himself nor the church associated with it. I understand that. That's a spirit of excellence. While attending Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, he met his soulmate, Marcia N. Brown, a graduate of Spelman College. Marcia is also an anointed speaker, teacher, and worship leader. The Lord has blessed them with 15 years of marriage and two wonderful children. That's Charles III and Christina Eve. In 2010, Pastor Chuck released his highly acclaimed book, The Death of the Desperate Woman. This book has taken the nation by storm and has reached 9 other countries. The strength of this life-changing book was witnessed at the Essence Festival, where Pastor Chuck achieved the milestone of best-selling author, and that was Essence 2010. A revised edition of this life-changing book was released in April 2014. Pastor Chuck is also a highly sought-after musician, producer, songwriter, and recording artist. Oh, my. He has sung on the stage with some of the premier gospel artists of the day. Presently, Pastor Chuck is gearing for the release of Kingdom Builders' debut album, We Are Kingdom Builders. He is the founder of Infinite Vision Incorporated, a company committed to spreading the word of God by way of CDs, DVDs, and books. He is also the president CEO of Eagle Vision Entertainment, a production and promotional company. A man of God, a father, a husband, I tell you, a man who is on fire, who leads a great congregation over in Louisiana, I present to you none other than Pastor Chuck from the New Orleans, Louisiana area. Pastor Chuck, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Brenda. God bless.
God bless
you. Thank you so very much. Amen. Thank you for that gracious introduction, and Minister Kai for doing the ministry and the assignments that God's called you all to do, as well as our founders, Pastor Vanessa, Dr. Vanessa, Dr. P.K. Roberts. We're grateful to God for them and for the sacrifices that they've made in making this call possible on a regular basis. I am up early on the West Coast. I'm starting to see how it is with Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, how it is to get up so early to be on this call. But we wanted to make sure that we did exactly what we were supposed to do. So without further ado, let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 38 through 42. Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? tell her to come and help me. Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. We're still in the series that I began a few weeks ago, Keeping It Real. And I hope you've been as good as I've been throughout this journey. The one thing that I continually emphasize is that God is okay with us being honest about our lives. He's okay with you not having it all together if indeed you are lacking in certain areas. What God doesn't want is for us to live lives concealed behind masks. And I want to reiterate something. Positive confession does not mean I lie about my reality. In James, he says very succinctly that if there are any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church who will come and in essence pray for you. In order for that to happen, you have to acknowledge that you are sick. You have to acknowledge that something is not right with you. You don't have to lie about your condition and call that faith. That's actually a lie. When you keep it real with God, God will keep it real with you. Today, I want to go into another direction. The setting is Martha's house. Jesus and his disciples were en route to Jerusalem and made a pit stop there. Obviously, they were tired, and it was customary for individuals to allow pilgrims, those traveling through, into their homes to wash their feet and receive a meal. Being the consummate host, Martha laid out everything. She was cleaning, she was cooking, she was setting an environment that she thought Jesus would enjoy. And she looks over and sees her sister Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now, don't look at Martha strange, because if you had company coming over to your house and your sister would normally help you get things together, and you see her just sitting there entertaining company, you would trip too. And in verse 40, Martha asks Jesus, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. And I want to minister from that today. Lord, it's just not fair. Lord, it's just not fair. It's not fair. Now, I'm faithfully doing all that I'm supposed to do, yet Brother George ain't faithful at all and seems to be reaping all the benefits. I'm the only one in my family tithing, yet it feels like I'm the only one struggling like I am. I keep forgiving them over and over again, but they keep doing me wrong in the same area. Lord, it's just not fair. It's not fair that I have to keep praying for folk who keep trying me and get punished when I go off. It's not fair that I have to keep looking out for people who don't care anything about me. It's not fair that I have to keep carrying their load while they just sit around and do nothing. It's not fair that I've raised my children and now I have to turn around and raise my children's children. God, it's just not fair. Will anybody be honest enough today to admit that there are some situations in which you scratch your head and wonder, why in the world am I even doing all this? Why am I showing up every day when no one else is? What am I fasting for? What when all these heathens seem to be doing well and balling out of control? It ain't fair, God. It's just not fair. You told me I'd be the lender, not the borrower. It's not fair now that I'm drowning in debt. You told me that by your son's stripes I'm healed. It's not fair that I'm still sick. You told me that if I released my tithe, you would pour open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon my life that I don't have room enough to receive, yet here I am struggling. It just ain't fair. Y'all talk about Martha if you want to. I understand where she's coming from, because even as a pastor, I've been there. God, I see how this cat is living. Why is this church exploding? We're trying to fill up the place where we're at. I know what games they're playing. Why are they raising millions while we struggle to get what we need? It's not fair. And if I keep it real, then I must be real enough to say that sometimes this life is not fair to those who love God. Which leads me to number one. And this is something that you have to get, people of God, because, again, we're keeping it real, but we're going to show you how real it is through the Word of God. Number one, God never promised a life of fairness to us. God never promised a life of fairness to us. In fact, he actually warned us that there would be some unfair circumstances that would come our way. He said that in this life we'd have tribulation. He told us straight up that we're going to have trouble in this world. He did not hide that fact from us. And if we're going to keep it real, we need to hear the real. And the real is this, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. There it is again, God telling us the real. We're going to deal with stuff we don't like. tells us, he lets us know, we're going to have to deal with Red Seas. We're going to have to deal with Jericho's walls. We're going to have to deal with wilderness experiences. We're going to have to deal with giants and haters and backbiters and those who want to sabotage your progress and those that want you to fall off. We're going to have to deal with setbacks and pain and sufferings. We're going to have to deal with disease and sickness and envious folk. We're going to have to deal with crucifixions and delays and trauma and drama and an all-out war. He's not there, but God always has something attached to the trouble that comes to us. So although God never promised that life would be fair, he did promise us victory. He promised that all things will work together for our good. He promised that we are healed. He promised that we are more than conquerors. He promised that no weapon formed against us will prosper. He promised that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He never promised us fairness. He only promised us his presence. Let me say that again. He never promised us fairness. He only promised us his presence. And when you have God's presence, fair no longer matters because his presence brings us exactly what we need. Hallelujah. Verse 40, the first part of that, it says that Martha was distracted. Again, I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. Number two, life never seems fair to those whose priorities are mixed up. Life never seems fair to those whose priorities are mixed up. There's one word in this verse that continues to mess us up, and that word is distraction, distraction, distraction. Martha thought that she was doing what she was doing was better than what she needed. Sometimes we need to reevaluate what's most important in our lives. The truth of the matter is a lot of what we've allowed to invade our lives and our time are simply distractions. Yes, she was cooking. Yes, she was cleaning. Yes, she had company. But in the midst of all of her busyness, Mary, her sister, was the one taking care of business. See, at the end of the day, none of this stuff matters. My son, he's excelling in school, you know, in basketball and in his grades. But and I love the fact that he's excelling at it. But when he closes his eyes, God won't ask him how many points he averaged. He's not going to ask you how many dinners did you prepare. He's not going to ask you how much money you made. He's simply going to evaluate how you prioritize your life. And I found out something about God. God prioritizes those who prioritize him. And in Matthew 6:33, we know it's but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. First, seek him first. Not only. He didn't say seek only. He just said seek me first. He's not saying that your baby's party ain't important. He's just saying to seek him first. Only those who seek him first get all these things added to their lives. So when these things aren't being added to your life, you need to make sure that you've positioned yourself at the feet of Jesus while everybody else is doing everything else. I'm sitting at his feet while those while they're playing around. I'm sitting at his feet while they're having picnics and going to the beach when we should be worshiping. I'm at Bible study while they're at home doing nothing. My priority is God above all else, not money, but God. Nothing wrong with you going after money. Nothing wrong with you going after promotions and all of those things. Just don't let it interfere with you and God. All right, here's number three. Life is never fair to those who don't change the atmosphere. Life is never fair to those who won't change the atmosphere. And John chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, gives us a varied account of the same story. We see a different scenario. Lazarus was Mary and Martha's brother. He was the one who was raised from the dead by Jesus. Now get this, Jesus is about to go to Jerusalem, but first he stops at the house of his close friends, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. That's why you got to really read the word, because if not, you don't get a complete picture. If you read the only one account, especially in the Gospels, you don't get the whole story. In Luke's account, it actually would seem to be unfair that Mary wouldn't get up and help her sister host the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It would seem unfair that Martha had to do everything while Mary just sat there listening to Jesus. But that's not what was just going on. Mary understood who was in the house. She understood what power he had. She understood that this wasn't just any old guest coming into their home. So while everybody else was acting like Jesus being there wasn't a big deal, Mary decided to show Jesus just how much she appreciated being at his feet. So she broke a jar of expensive oil. Broke this jar of perfume and poured it all over his feet. She rubbed it in. She made sure that she massaged it into his feet. And here's where things began to shift
for her because the fragrance of her worship filled the entire house. So it wasn't just that she was doing nothing. She was actually remembering what Jesus had just done for her family. She remembered that Jesus just brought her brother back to life, Jesus. And once Mary remembered what Jesus had done for her, she wasn't going to allow anything or anyone to keep her from changing the environment. And although it didn't seem fair, it was fair because God always favors the worshiper. He favors those who are not so busy doing everything else that they don't change the atmosphere. If life never seems fair, maybe it's because you haven't changed the atmosphere. Until you learn to change the environment with your worship, things will change for you. You know, life doesn't look right for you, man. You need to learn how to change the atmosphere. That's why when I'm in trouble, I call on the name of the Lord. Before I call on anybody else, I call God. Before I call my dad, I call my father in heaven. Before I call my sister, I call on my God in heaven. Before I call my brother, I call on the Lord of hosts. I need to change my environment until things smell better. I need to change my environment until things look better, until things feel better. And although it may not seem fair that someone got promoted over me, Lord, I'll still worship you. Although it may not seem fair that I lost my house, God, I'll still worship you. Although it seems like Father, I've been sick all this time, year after year after year, I'm still going to worship you. God, although my heart is broken, I gave my heart to this woman. I gave my heart to this man. I gave everything that I had, and it seemed like they still didn't appreciate me, and they walked out on me. God, I'm still going to change the atmosphere. I need to change the environment until it gets better. I'm not worried about it, oh God. Even though I'm experiencing setbacks, I'm still going to worship you. I understand that it may not be fair, but God, you're still good. Yeah, life may not be good all the time, but God, it doesn't change who you are. You're always good to me in spite of everything that I deal with. So I will never allow my circumstances or any scenario that I face, I will never allow it to cause me, Father, to stay clouded up or booted up or disgusted or aggravated or frustrated or mad. So I'm going to change the atmosphere. Even in my cubicle today, I'll change the atmosphere. Even in the classroom, I'll change the atmosphere. Even in my house, oh God, where all hell is broken loose, I'm still going to change the atmosphere. Boss coming at me from all different angles, God, I'm going to change the atmosphere with my worship. They may not know why I'm smiling. I realize who you are, and I understand that even this little job that I'm on, oh God, is not worth me missing you. So I'm not going to be so busy that I don't give you my worship. I will change the atmosphere in my life, and the moment I do so is the moment things will begin to turn around for me. And the thing, a wonderful thing I like about God is that he doesn't even have to take you out of the situation for things to change for you. Sometimes God will just let you stay right there in the midst of the storm, and he wants to see how you handle the storm. He knows how you are when things turn around. He knows how you act when the sun comes back out. He wants to see how are you going to respond. How are you going to react? What are you going to do in the middle of the trouble? Will you just cry and stop at that point, or through your tears will you still worship him and give him glory? Is your praise and your worship predicated on how good things are, or is your praise and your worship predicated on how good God is? I don't care who comes up against you. I don't care what you're dealing with. Understand that life may not be good, but God is good. And because we serve a good God, things always work together for our good. It may not seem fair to you, my brother, but keep on serving God. It may not seem fair to you, my sister, but don't stop. Don't stop. Don't cancel your assignment. You have to continue to do what God has called you to do. And watch how things work out on your behalf. That's what I have. That's the assignment that the Lord has given me on today. I pray that it blessed each and every one of you. Please be sure to follow us on Pastor Chuck Brown at Facebook.com and on Twitter, Pastor Chuck, the number 2, and all of that stuff. Also, the Lord has blessed us with a radio show now in which we just tackle issues that, you know, as a pastor, not able to always preach on certain subjects, but we're tackling certain issues that are pertinent to
the life of a Christian in a fun way, and I think in an innovative way. And you can follow us on letsliveradio.net, www.letsliveradio.net. And that time is from 12:30 to 1:30 Central Time. Also, there's a rebroadcast at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And pretty soon my website will be up where you can listen to all of the archives as well if you're unable to ever see it or hear it. And God is just doing some great things. Again, sometimes it looks like life is not fair. If I had time, I would tell you our testimony of how even in ministry, it looked like things were going backwards. For us, but God has blessed us tremendously. But no matter where we were, no matter what state we were in, no matter what circumstance came across for us, we always gave God our best. We always gave Him the best with the spirit of excellence, and God has always honored our sacrifice. We love you, man. We love you also very much. Let me turn the call back over to my sister. God bless you.
Oh, my goodness. Praise God for that awesome word this morning. Pastor Chuck, you did it again. You did it again. I tell you, we're on a cloud. People, I tell you, this word, take it and saturate yourself in it. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, Father, for this man of God who poured into your people that which we needed. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you're present always because you are Alpha and Omega. You're the beginning and you're the ending. Besides you, there is none other. And we thank you, Lord, when you told us two or three touching and agreeing on anything, you're in the midst, Lord God, that you'll move things, you'll change things, Lord God. And not only that, God, we thank you that our faith is not standing in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So with that being said, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you touch the families that are going through bereavement times right now, Lord God. Touch Sister Sharon and her family, Lord God. We ask that you touch the Freeman Wright family, Lord God, as they're going through their bereavement times, oh God. We know that you're the great comforter, and we glorify you, Father, for putting your arms around them, Lord God, and strengthening each and every one of them, Father. We thank you, Lord, that everything works together for the good of those that love you, who are called according to your purpose. So we ask you, Father, that you continue to pour into Pastor Chuck and his family, Lord God. Saturate them in your love, oh God, as he poured to your people. We thank you, Father, for blessing their going out and blessing their coming in. We thank you, Father, for our leaders, Lord God, in Artists International, the kings of artists and all of platinums down to the advisors. We thank you, Father, at such a time as this that we will go forth, Lord God, as you called us to do, putting you first in everything, oh God. We thank you, Father, for those that are going through sickness, Lord God. We glorify you because you are the healer. You said by your stripes, we were and we are healed. And we decree it and we declare it at this very hour that it is done according to your will. We glorify you and we honor you, Father, for blessing every person on this call, strengthening them as they go forth in their day. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done, and all that you're about to do for each and every individual on this call. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, we thank you, TMC family, once again for being on the call this morning. And if you want to hear this call again, that playback number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN is 957-677-POUND. That's 712-432-1085 with the same PIN, 957-677-POUND. Remember, the motivational call is coming up next. And that number is 530-881-1300 with the PIN 539-598-POUND. We thank you again, Minister Kai Brown, for opening and seating the people this morning and praying for us with that prayer and allowing God, the joy of the Lord, to just oversaturate you. We thank you again, Pastor Chuck Brown, for touching the people with that awesome word that God gave you this morning. We thank you once again, TMC family, for joining us this morning, and we look forward to you being with us again tomorrow. We ask that you continue to be blessed this day as God blesses you and yours. Pastor Chuck, would you close us out with a benediction? Thank you.
Father God, for all that we've experienced, all that we've heard, all that we've witnessed, God, we give you the glory for it. I ask that you will cover each and every one of us, oh God, with grace and your mercy. Allow it to continually follow us, oh God. Allow doors to be open that we weren't even expecting, opportunities to come to our lives, oh God, that we've been praying for. Thank you that this will be the very best day of our lives. This will be the best week that we've ever experienced in our lives. Give us, oh God, exactly what it is we need to make it through this life and to do the assignments that you've given each and every one of us. Protect us throughout the day. And we give you the glory for it. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless each of you.